I'm here. Celebrate. Mom celebrating. It's my own little personal triumph. They seem to get smaller and smaller. Okay, don't get me started. I already got started. They've been hitting me with this real serious wave that simulates like a toothache, as well as the one where when you try to clear. I mean, it's all when you ever try to clear the mucus when you're at my stage of being tortured. It does feel like you're being stabbed in your ears and the side back of your head. And when I keep discovering new stuff or the weight of his the monumental gift that he's done, and particularly as this this torture of me has worsened. I've mentioned before on this show, they have been playing with this weapon they've stolen from Nikola, this knowledge, the technology, for 100 years and more. They've been playing with what frequencies they can create effects in our bodies with. You know what I'm trying to say? That because they have been turned into puppets. We've talked a lot about this with our discussions of Alice Miller and reading those hideous excerpts from Poisonous Pedagogy, the training manuals that they've used with their children, which literally turn them into puppets. I imagine that it was with some excitement that they grasped, stole this technology of Nikola's, realizing that they could actually turn a human being into a puppet by manipulating frequencies to do different things in their body. So, and all the people they torture over a lengthy period of time, like Prince, which is why I'm so upset that we were not on this this issue earlier of needing to ensure that his body was treated with respect. I know that his head was full of swellings. I absolutely know that the swellings in the back of my head must be nothing to what he had to endure, given 35 years plus of it. So his body was evidence of the murder. And because there is no established diagnosis, murder by EMF, it is not something that a medical establishment is going to be sanctioned to look for, to say the least. So I'm getting off track here, but they have experimented. I know they experimented with Prince. They use different types of EMF to do different things. They use different frequencies to do different things. They're using one now that on me that sort of simulates like toothache. The ear pain has gotten intense, seriously intense. Whenever I clear, it feels like I'm being stabbed in the back of my head and in my ears. I shouldn't say this, but in one of the first shows after Prince was murdered, before I'd taken it all in, it must have been like the second show after his murder, not the one immediately after, but the one after that, where I played The Beautiful Ones from Purple Rain. This is well before I had discovered his work and realized that he had been in their face. I mean, this is what blows me away. The man was so serious from day one. I mean, that took courage, trust. When he says in Dead On It, hurt me. I mean, this was a challenge to them. And this, he issued this challenge over and over again. Do your best, you know? You can't make me stop. That took a lot of courage. Because they just up it.
Ever said turned out to be a lie. How will you know the truth? If you were given all the answers, when you stop to wonder why. Yeah. Everybody's got a right to love. Everybody's got a right to lie. The choice you make, it ain't no piece of cake. It ain't no motherfucking piece of pie. Was to give us all something to feel. And if so, y'all, the end of the journey's so clear. Questionnaire, what did you stand for? Questionnaire, who did you save? It gets right down to it. Wait a minute. It gets right down to the nitty of the gritty. When it gets right down to it, you take more than you gave.
They hurt this man. Anyway, when I played The Beautiful Ones, I was sort of laughingly afterwards, because I believe I was using it to show how, as an example of, you know, passion and in a big sense. And I laughed and said, oh, that probably wasn't the best one to select, because that was just, you know, that was just pure, raw passion for this woman, right? And I said, I love the way he screams. And I think about his screaming different now. Now that I realize that you, when you get to this point of the torture, it's not just that you scream because of the pain. You scream because it breaks the knot of mucus, that solid block of mucus that gets to the pain. C- Because you got to get the mucus out to live. So screaming, was of a significance that we can't fully, in with Prince, that we can't fully appreciate until we know what he's been experiencing at the hands of this hidden global state. Not to say that the U.S. state is not fascist, but to say that these guys work together globally and have collaborated on the use of this weapon globally.
Did you stand for questionnaire? Who did you save? It gets right down to it. It gets right down to the nitty of the gritty. When it gets right down to it, you take more than you gave. Everybody's got a right to love. Everybody's got a right to lie. But the choice you make, it ain't no piece of cake. It ain't no motherfucking, motherfucking piece of pie.
Gotta tell the truth, y'all. Gotta tell the truth. Gotta tell the truth, y'all. Gotta tell the truth.
There was just one day when everybody told the truth. We'd all trade bank accounts and move to Neptune.